Here now with Eagles Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Howie Roseman. And Howie, last week you were on the Eagles Live podcast with Dave Spadaro. This week you're on the Journey to the Draft podcast. You're a podcast veteran at this point. How's it feel to be out here in Indianapolis?
It's great. It's great to be back out here and with our whole staff. You know, we have so many people out here like yourselves, like your group. You know, for all of us to be together wearing that logo, it's an exciting time of year.
It's interesting, the combine, because I feel like a lot of fans, a lot of media, some people say it's underrated and it's you know, maybe it's not as big part of the process, and then other people say it's huge, it's a really big part. So somewhere in between, how big of a chunk of the overall draft evaluation process is the combine?
Well, it's a really big part of the process. The medical part is the most important part of it right now. You know, our training staff, our doctors, led by Chris Peduzzi, they're out here. They're really giving us, for the first time, they get their hands on these guys so they can give us great insight into that. Our ability to communicate with the players, to get with them. You know, the more you get to know someone, the better insight you have into that person. So being able to do that and then seeing them live. You know, some of these guys, our coaches, our scouting staff, people in our front office, we haven't seen them live. So when you see a guy throw for the first time, when you see a guy run for the first time, sure. You know, you see their body type for the first time, it all adds to the process.
What is the hardest part of this process? I feel like, you know, there's the projection part of, you know, schematically and X's and O's is tough. Yeah, obviously the human element and dealing with a person personality and their work ethic is always tough to project. What is the toughest part of this whole process?
Well, you hear it all the time. It's an inexact science. Yeah. You know, what does that mean? Well, part of it is getting to know someone, you know, trying to really figure out who they are, because you get 15-minute increments and then they're on their best behavior. So it's like, you know, 50 first dates. And then at the same time, are you drafting an athlete in shorts or are you drafting game tape? And so all of that kind of goes into the process, and then making sure they fit in your system, in your city, in your scheme, with your organization and the culture that you're trying to build.
How hard is it for the coaches at this point in the process? You know, obviously, the scouts and a lot of the personnel have gotten a chance to see these guys and see them in person on campus. When the coaches meet them for the first time, whether it's at the Senior Bowl or here, to outweigh, you know, personality-wise, the kid's a great kid, and then they get to watch him and they see him go through drills and they see him on tape. Is it almost hard to kind of say, look, we know what he can be off the field. We don't want to get too much involved with the personality, or is it the other way around?
Well, I think that's where you rely on your scouting staff. Yeah. You know, these guys who have been in their areas, who know these guys, and a lot of times when you go see a kid here, you've seen him since he's a freshman or a sophomore in college, and so it's not really your first exposure. But for them to be able to say, hey, I know what this guy's really about. I have really good relationships at this school. I've seen this guy in his environment. He's a really good kid. Well, we have to defer those opinions. Those guys are the experts in that area.
How much of the combine is a surprise, and how much of it is almost a confirmation? For obviously all the scouts are putting in so much work throughout the fall. Is it more one or the other? And if it's a surprise, where do the surprises typically come from?
A little bit of both. You know, there's always an opportunity when you come out here to see someone and go, wow, I didn't realize he had that kind of length. I didn't realize that he had those big hands. You know, I didn't realize that he'd run that or test that way or jump that much. And so I think that's part of it. And it goes the other way, too. Go, man, I didn't see that on tape. You know, I thought that guy had unbelievable explosiveness. Now you're not seeing it in the testing. So you have to weigh all those things. But that's what makes it fun the next few days, the next week, because you get all of those moments throughout the process where you're going, wow, I didn't realize that. And you weigh it and you put it kind of all into the evaluation. And at the end, you come out with a grade.
It's interesting. Everyone in the media and the fans want to know, who are the Eagles meeting with? Who do they meet with at the Senior Bowl? And obviously, everybody, every team is want to talk with every player. And it's just a big part of the process. Throughout the course of your career here in Philadelphia, have there been any interviews that you've had with players we've brought in that have stood out to you just in the past?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had some interesting moments, you know, and some of them are just kind of go into the, you see why our guys will talk about the background, and sometimes you'll have in a report different kind of kid, and you'll go, what does that mean? I don't understand. And then you meet him, and you go, got it. Understand. So I think that's kind of the fun of it. You're meeting all these people. You know, you got 60 formals, but then you're around here and you're meeting all these other guys and just being able to observe them. And it's the same. You get here at the airport and you see a bunch of players coming in and you kind of wonder, do they know that people are watching them like right now? So it's an interesting experience. We're really excited to be here and excited for the week.
Well, Hal, you're a busy man. I appreciate the time here on the Journey to the Draft podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.